Thanks, Dave and Bo. Head coach Chip Kelly announced earlier on Monday that Nick Foles' collarbone has not yet fully healed, and he will miss his seventh game of the season this Saturday when the Eagles take on Washington. That means Mark Sanchez once again gets the start. Sanchez struggled on Sunday against Dallas, completing 17 of 28 passes for 252 yards and two interceptions. However, Kelly said that the play at quarterback has been good enough for the team to win.
No, I have spoken to him. Nick is not healed. He's out this week. Bone is not healed, so he will be out. We will move forward without him. He's going to start throwing a little bit more, but he's out right now. Like most people, I saw good and bad. I saw some of the throws. The throw to Mac for the long run was a real big-time throw. There's a couple throws on the sideline that I thought he made, but then there's some other throws. The throw to Ertz that he missed, the throw to Celek that he missed. I saw some good and some bad.
Sanchez was far from the only person culpable for Sunday's loss. An ominous sign was the opening kickoff that Brad Smith nor Josh Huff were able to field that was recovered by Dallas and quickly converted into a 7-0 lead. It initially appeared that Huff was responsible for the fumble, but Chip Kelly said on Monday that the veteran Smith should have taken over the play.
Yeah, the up back should have taken it. You know, we were on the 10, the ball landed on the 15. You know, Josh was too deep for him to field the kick. I think what he thought was that the ball got hit. Looked like it came off his foot pretty good, but it looked like it got held up by the wind. So,
defensively, the Eagles held the league's leading rusher, DeMarco Murray, to fewer than 100 yards for the second time this season. In fact, no other NFL team has held him to under 100 yards when Tony Romo was a starting quarterback all year. However, Romo was brilliant, throwing for 3 touchdowns, all to wide receiver Dez Bryant. Cornerback Bradley Fletcher was in coverage on all 3 of those touchdown passes, but Kelly said not to expect any changes in the starting lineup this Saturday.
I've seen Fletch compete. You know, I think he gives you everything he has. And the one thing I like about Fletch is that he's going to compete out there. And he made a bad turn once on the ball. The other ball, I think, if you look at it, really, it was a perfect football thrown by Tony and a great route run by Dez. And we still have confidence in Bradley, and he's going to be our corner this Saturday.
A little bit later in the show, Dave and Bo will delve into exactly what must happen for the Eagles to reach the postseason. But until then, this is the 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio.